Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for March 21st, 2015. And it's my great pleasure today to have Dr. Art Franklin with us. Art, thanks for being with us on Cosmic Love.
Thank you, Christopher.
Say, Dr. Franklin, you've been getting some rather amazing results with cancer and other degenerative diseases, and I understand that you have a 2+5-week regimen to turn the body around, giving it what it needs basically to reboot and rebuild the immune system. You explain that the body has the ability to heal itself with the correct support, then you have a results-proven support system, and we're going to go into the importance of alkaline water today and what you mean by that, plus the colon and how to support the colon, and why that affects as much as 80% of the immune system, and we'll be going into more about your 2+5-week regimen that you've been using. And would you like to give a little intro yourself on what you've been doing?
Yeah, not a problem. Just so that the folks on the call have a little background. Basically, my background, I'm an automobile man. I used to run a large conglomerate of dealerships, 8 dealerships in Hampton, Virginia. But we're a military area, so our sales were great here. Anyway, I did that for 11 years, and during that period of time, I lost a lot of my immediate family, some before that too, but my mother, my father, my grandfathers, my aunts, my uncles, most of my nieces and nephews all died of cancer. The one that kind of got me was my mother. I was actually the vice president of the conglomerate of automobile dealerships at this time. And my stepfather spent $1 million over and above the insurance company to try to fix her. She got in an automobile accident, hit her right hip. The cancer spread around her waist and into her breast. A year and a half later, she was dead. He sent her to Sloan Kettering, to MD Anderson, I mean, the best of the best, supposedly, and it didn't work. And she died a horrible death with chemo and radiation and prednisone and what have you. She looked like Elizabeth Taylor with white hair, and she was just as beautiful inside as she was out. And so that set me up to start wondering why we didn't have answers to this. And I stayed in the automobile business for 11 years, and then I started, of all things, a roofing company. And it became pretty large. We had 150 men. We did about $5 million a year. And two of my sons were involved, so it gave me the opportunity to travel when I found out about somebody that had cancer treatment. And so I went to Spain and Germany and Panama and Japan and wherever. I did it for about 8 years. And then I finally thought that I knew enough to start a company, and I did. It was called Health Through Nutrition. We wound up in 12 foreign countries in all 50 states doing about $21 million a year.
Wow.
With natural products. And in 95, I ran across a product in Japan called Coral Calcium, C-O-R-A-L. It's from the Sea of Okinawa, and it's called Sango Coral. And I got the exclusive for Canada, North, and South America, which lasted for about 3 years until other manufacturers got involved, because we made it pretty popular. I sold $11 million of it a year. So
And
the reason for it is that it worked.
Yeah.
Now, the coral, to explain what it did, we found and we thought for 19 years, and I'm gonna tell you what I found since then, that alkalinity was the absolute answer to cancer.
Yeah.
Because when the people megadose this product, and I have a 5-week program which you use up 7 months worth of the coral in the 5 weeks, and it turns the body fluids alkaline in the body. Well, to our knowledge at that time and during that 19 years, we saw the alkalinity as the answer, because basically cancer cannot or any disease for that matter, it live in an alkaline environment.
Uh-huh.
So if the body fluids, not the blood now, but the body fluids turn alkaline, you want them to be a pH of 7 to 7.5, because when you're born, you're 7.365. All cancer patients are 4.5, which is 1,000 times more acidic than you're supposed to be. So
yeah,
it made sense to us if you could make the body fluids alkaline, and that is checked by saliva, not urine, with a little strip, and you get a color. All cancer patients are 4.5. That's yellow on the paper. Then the paper goes to light green to dark green to blue to purple. You want to be blue or purple. So
okay,
we found that we were getting about, during that 19 years, we had about 85% recovery rate on every kind of cancer you can name. Didn't make any difference. And it didn't have to be cancer. It could be almost anything. MS, ALS, Parkinson's. Because the key here is, let me explain it like this. If you're building a house and you don't have a hammer and a saw, you got a real problem. Well, the body is the same way. If it doesn't have the tools to reboot and rebuild your immune system, it can't function the way God made it. And he made it perfect. We've just screwed it all up.
So we're talking about the biological terrain of the body on a cellular
exactly
tissue
right
level. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, what I found out, and this was about, let's say, the end of 2013, I had a lieutenant colonel, army colonel, retired, same age. I'm 81. He was 81. And he was a Vietnam vet. He was over there for two tours, got all shot up, and was exposed to Agent Orange. And I'm expecting that was the problem here. But in July of 2013, July 10th, he went into the Portsmouth Naval Hospital here in Virginia and got a triple bypass. Well, while he was there, he had a tumor under his left arm about the size of a baseball. They said, we'd like to biopsy that. And he said, fine. And they did. It came back metastatic melanoma. Well,
wow.
If you know what that is, you know, most people know what melanoma is on the skin, and that's not a good deal for cancer. But metastatic melanoma is 99.99% sure death, because it means the cancer has metastasized over the whole interior of the body.
Yeah.
So, and they cut that tumor out July 23rd, about 13 days later, and told him he had to take radiation. He said, I'm not taking radiation. They said, well, you have to. He said, you just got through telling me I'm going to die. Why am I going to get sick before I die? You know, so.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that made sense. Anyway, Jim and I, his name is Jim Getches, and we've been friends for about 30 years, I guess, since he retired. He lived here in Hampton. He now lives in Florida. They moved about 3 weeks ago. But I didn't hear about this until November, which was really unusual because I normally see him all the time. And when I did hear about it, I called him up and asked him, you know, why haven't you called me? You know what I do. And he said he just didn't think about it. But let's have lunch today. I said, all right. So I took him my products. We had lunch, and the tumor had come back from July 23rd to the last week of November, the size of an egg. So it's pretty rapid growth
in
just a few months. And so I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't know whether I can help him or not, to be honest with you, because I had dealt at that time with approximately 30,000 terminal cancer patients from 95 up until the end of 2013. So,
okay.
And up until that point, I was about at 85% recovery, as I said, which is pretty good, really.
Yeah.
And I wasn't big on diet and that type of thing. When I had the business, we were in the product business. You know, we weren't selling food; we were selling pills. So
yeah,
and coral, of course. So anyway, since 2013. The end of the year, let me get back on Jim. What happened was he went in and had that tumor. At the end of November, he went on my products. December 10th, he went in to have the egg-sized tumor removed. they did. Now they said, you need chemo also. And he, of course, he wouldn't do it. So he'd been on my program for about 2 weeks at that point. 1 month later, after they cut the egg-sized tumor out, he went in for a PET CT scan January 10th of 2014. And the doctor hadn't called him back. So in 13 days, on the 23rd of January, he calls the doctor and says, can you tell me what's going on here? I mean, what do the scans say? And the doctor said very unenthusiastically, well, Colonel, the scans show that you're clean and clear of all cancer. And Jim says, would you like me to tell you what I did? He says, nope. Because, see, he knew he'd done something natural. And,
he knew he did something natural and he didn't want to know what it was.
Well, if you really get down to the end of the deal, he doesn't want to know because if he does it, he's going to lose his job.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he can't do it. As a medical doctor, if you don't toe the line with what the rest of the organization is doing, you're out.
That's
you
true.
Know, and you don't have a livelihood anymore, and that's not a good deal after you spent 12 or 14 years.
You lose your license to practice medicine,
so anyway. So Jim just moved to Florida 3 weeks ago. He's doing fine, and I'm amazed, okay? Because you think to yourself, if it's 99.99% sure death, he's probably going to die, you know, but he didn't.
Well, and, there's a big factor, too, is of people believe they're going to die and they don't have a support system to live.
Well,
you know, that it's going to accelerate the process, too.
I will say this in Jim's case. He knew people all over the world, and he had prayer groups praying for him everywhere. I mean, probably thousands of people, to be honest with you.
Really? Well, I know that has an effect, too.
I believe that had a lot to do in this case with his recovery, because Jim absolutely thought he would live. You know, especially he knew my background for over 20 years, so I mean he knew what I did, and he knew that our success rate. Of course, when you start talking about 99% death, it kind of makes you think, well, maybe I can't help. You know, but in his case. Here's the thing. A military guy will do what you tell him to do, especially the lieutenant colonel. You know, they follow orders. So he did it to the T. I mean, he didn't miss a lick, man, and it worked. And so it's pretty amazing.
So that was back in 2013.
2013, the diagnosis came back January 23rd of 2014.
So you've had, several hundred cancer patients since then, and now you're getting with the full program.
Since October of 13, I started getting on a conference call that really had nothing to do, similar to this, but really had nothing to do with what I do. I was the last person. I kind of closed out the call because the guy that ran the call kind of liked what I was saying, you know.
Uh-huh.
And his mother was an oncologist, retired. And she had just fallen and broken her elbow, and the doctor told him that her bones were like potato chips. So when I called in to ask a question, not about what I do, but what he was doing, and he said, and I introduced myself as Dr. Art Franklin, he said, a little bit later, he said, what do you do? And I said, I deal in cancer recovery naturally. And I've been doing it for 20 years. And pretty good success rate, 85% at that time. And he said, would your products help my mother's bones? And I said, well, it's pretty amazingly, and my answer is yes, because the coral calcium is very, almost identical to the bone structure in the minerals, et cetera. And this program we developed was a megadose program where you used up 7 months worth of coral in the 5 week period.
Uh-huh.
Well, he went ahead and bought that for his mother. And to get down the road about 4.5-5 months later, she had a bone density test and she was back to normal.
She went back to normal with her bone density.
Back to normal. And I when I had the company, we had hundreds of women that had osteoporosis, et cetera, that worked for, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was pretty interesting. Well, anyway, because of the fact that his mother was an oncologist and, you know, what happened, he started having me close out his call about, I was on two calls a week. Well, that just really started what I do going. And let me back up a little bit because I skipped over something.
Okay.
This business I had was called Health Through Nutrition. It was here in Hampton, Virginia. As I said, we were in 12 foreign countries in all 50 states, doing $21 million a year. In January of 2004, I came down with stage 4 colon cancer. Now, here I'm in the cancer business. That's basically what we did. We had dealt with 22,000 terminal patients at that point when I had cancer. And I'm telling people what to do, and here I got cancer. You know, I'm not supposed to have cancer.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It's not what you know, it's what you do. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And so I decided that the doc, you know, and when I went in the hospital and they said, you got stage 4 colon cancer, you got 60 days to live. We're going to give you chemo and radiation. And I said, well, I'm not going to take chemo or radiation. And of course, the doctor walked out of my room and slammed the door out of the hospital room.
Really?
And I just decided I'm going to do what I've been teaching and preaching for 11 years. You know, I'm watching what's happening. Why won't it work for me?
Yeah, physician, heal thyself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, heal thyself. And so you kind of don't know, even though you think you know, you don't know what's going to happen. So I sold my business, and I should have gotten $15 million for it. I got $8 million for it, I mean, which was still okay, but. I mean, I sold it right away, like within less than 30 days, it was a fire sale, you know?
Yeah.
Because I figured I might not be here. So anyway, I started doing this, and within 60 days when I went back in and got a PET CT scan, I was cancer clear.
Really?
And I was probably cancer clear in 5 weeks, but I didn't have to get back to the hospital to say. So
yeah.
That's 11 years ago, Chris, I'm still cancer-free. I had the same story about my wife. She had stage 4 colon cancer. She's here. And one of my 4 sons also had stage 4 colon cancer. He's here. And he's 55 now. And my wife, by the way, my wife's 87. Let me tell you one more story about the bone density, which I think is interesting. My wife last year when she was 80, she's older than I am. She's 87. I'm 81. Last year, when she was 86, she went to her primary doctor, and he said, and same guy for the last 35 years, and he said, I'd like to do a bone density test. And she said, all right. So he did. A little bit later, he comes back into the room and says, something's wrong with the test. I'd do it again. She said, all right. So he did. A little while later, he comes back and says, what are you doing? She said, I'm not doing anything. He said, yes, you are. Why do you say that? He said, your bone density is that of a 18-year-old Asian woman, and I've never seen it in this country. So you're doing something, you know, you're doing something. And she said, well, Art went to Japan back in 95 and brought this product back called Coral Calcium, and I've been drinking that water since 95, you know. So he said, well, you're never going to break a hip and fall. I'll guarantee you that. You know, so anyway, it's just pretty interesting. Well, what is interesting here about the fact that for, let's say, 19 years, I was absolutely sure that alkalinity was the key.
Yeah.
Okay? And what I found out with Jim Getches, the colonel, was, number one, he's a Kangen water distributor, one of the larger ones here in this country for the last 7 years.
Oh, Kangen water, yeah, that's the alkaline
Kangen water
machine.
Yeah, right. It's a structured water, which is alkaline, right?
Yeah.
And when he checked his pH, it's alkaline.
And he had cancer?
And he had metastatic melanoma. So, well, how, you know, you say to yourself, how can this be possible? Because for 19 years, I've watched this happen with, you know, 30,000 people, you know. And
it was alkaline water. What was the difference?
Yeah, what was the difference? Well, I had seen another medical doctor that lives up the street from me that has a bad back, and I was showing him what about the coral and so on, and he and he told me, well, what you're telling me is absolutely, totally impossible. And I'm saying to myself, how could that be impossible when I've been watching it for the last 19 years?
Yeah.
Well, what I figured out was, is that the coral, yes, it's alkaline. It actually makes a water that's 9 pH, all right, which is 7 is the norm. Anything above 7 is alkaline. Anything below is acidic. So I figured this is what I found out, really, I guess, after 19 years, is the fact that the coral, and we knew this, of course, has the 74 minerals. Well, it's not just the alkalinity like the Kangen water gives you. It is the minerals.
It's the minerals.
The hardener that makes this work.
And the spectrum of the minerals in the ocean is like the same spectrum of the minerals in healthy blood. I remember reading
that's
about
right.
that one.
And in your bone structure.
Well, okay. Yeah, your blood and your bone structure.
So since then, since that particular time, I also found out that Himalayan sea salt, which is pure, and it's basically organic because it comes from the inside of a mountain, and that mountain's been there since Jesus, before Jesus was here, so it's been a long time. And people that are sick go down in that mine, especially if they have any bronchial problems, and get well.
Yeah.
So anyway, the salt is mined by hand. No machinery is used. It is pure. The salt has 84 minerals in it. So don't think of it as salt.
I use Himalayan sea
salt. Yeah, right. Yeah, don't think of it as salt. Think of it as minerals.
Minerals.
And even if you got heart problems, this salt won't hurt you. It's the salt that'll hurt you is the stuff that the table salt with the ionized table salt.
They put aluminum in it so it pours when it rains outside.
That's
you know, it pours when it rains, they put aluminum in it.
Yeah, pours when it rains.
Non-caking agent.
So anyway, I started telling people to add the Himalayan sea salt to their diet. You can buy it online or go to any grocery store, and it'll be a grinder that costs about $5, and it's the only one that's pink salt.
Yeah, okay? Pink salt.
There is no other pink salt except that one. So the key I found was if you take a pinch of it, like a 16th of a teaspoon, and put it on your tongue and let it dissolve and then drink water, of course we would say coral treated water, but water anyway, that you will get the minerals in your body. Now, I was telling on another conference call about 6-8 months ago, I was explaining what to do with it. And when you put a pinch on your tongue and dissolves, it actually goes into the system. And it's a lot different than sprinkling it on your food, because if you put it on your food, everything you eat has to be salted, because it doesn't taste right if it's not. But that doesn't happen when you put it on your tongue. So anyway, I'm telling the story about it, and this guy from Texas named Larry was listening, and a couple weeks later, he was back on the call. And he said, you know, I was listening to you a few weeks ago about the sea salt, and he said, I decided to do that. And he said, but I couldn't remember what the dosage was. And I said, well, what did you do? And he said, I put a teaspoon of the salt on my tongue. I said, golly. Hey, man, that had to jerk a knot in your chain. He said, well, it kind of did. But he said, let me tell you what happened. He said, I have the gout so bad that I don't walk if I don't have to, except like maybe to go to the bathroom, you know, because he said my feet are just, it's just terrible. He said, I took that teaspoon of salt, put it on my tongue. 10 minutes later, 90% of the pain was gone.
Of his gout.
Of his gout.
That's
and amazing. I said, through a mistake, you find out stuff, you know? Because, I mean, who in the world would ever thought of putting a teaspoon of salt on your tongue, you know? And he said, I kept doing it for a few days, and he said, within a week, my gout was totally gone.
You know, when we're talking about water, and I think it's important we bring this up, that it's in the alkaline water and the story of alkaline water and, of course, Kangen water, how that's different from the coral calcium and the minerals. It's important for people to understand that it is important to have acid in the stomach, not alkaline, but acid in the stomach to digest your food, so you don't take the minerals necessarily or the mineral water, you know, to neutralize acid in your stomach when you're eating or with digestion. And
Well, here's what we recommend on that, Christopher.
Okay.
Is number one, we do believe that you've got to make the body fluids alkaline. I mean, I've been watching
the body
this,
fluids.
The body fluids, not the blood. Okay, the body fluids. And the best way to do that, we have found, is with the coral calcium, because calcium is a very difficult mineral for the body to uptake. You know, most of it goes in the toilet. If you take it in a capsule or a pill, it probably wind up in the toilet.
Yeah.
But the coral calcium, when you take, the way this comes is in a foil pack that has 30 little sachets in it, like tea bags. And they have each sachet is a 1 gram of coral, which is looks like sand, but if you look at it under a microscope, it's little seashells.
Mm-hmm.
You take that, you drop it in distilled water. Now, we found that distilled water seemed to be the best carrier, better than bottled or mineral or anything else. Okay.
Because distilled water is hungry water. There's no minerals between the molecules, and
right.
It soaks
nothing
it up.
In it. It's dead water. It has nothing in it. In fact, if you filled a bathtub with distilled water and you got in it and I threw a live radio in there, it wouldn't shock you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't try that, by the way, folks. I wouldn't try that, by the way, folks.
Yeah. Well, don't do it. But, but see, there are no minerals to carry the current. But
yeah.
If you put one coral bag in that bathtub, it would electrocute you.
That's one of those little tiny coral bags
that's
that
right.
You put in.
One gram bag, it would electrocute you because
that's
now
really
the minerals are in the water. Yeah,
now, you're saying if you put
in the water.
You're saying if you put distilled water in a bathtub.
Distilled water in a bathtub, it has no way to carry the current.
There's no minerals in there. Yeah.
No minerals in it, so it doesn't carry any current. So the radio could be live. But it wouldn't. You wouldn't even know it was in the water until
well,
you put a
coral bag in. That's interesting because the body's bioelectric, and half of what's going on in the body is bioenergetic. The rest is biochemical. So it just makes sense that the minerals are the electrolytes and the other energy principles in the minerals. It sounds like that would be a really key part.
Well, not
that's
just not to find the electrocute is the way to go. it's just interesting to know that. But anyway,
well, you know, for those who came into the show late, I'm talking to Dr. Art Franklin, and I'm going to have a little bit of a station break with a little introduction I have of Dr. Art Franklin. It's about 2 minutes long, and I'll play that right now.
Hi, okay. Dr. Art Franklin. I turned 81 years old as of December 20th, 2014. I live and work in Hampton, Virginia. I am a naturopathic doctor, and my specialty for the last 21 years has been mainly cancer recovery. Usually this recovery is successful within just 7 weeks, using all natural products and ingredients that God put on this earth to help us get well and stay well. We also need to know what not to drink and eat. We currently use 11 all-natural products to accomplish this. We want to make it clear that for political and legal reasons, we do not treat cancer or any disease with our regimen of all-natural products. Our goal is to boost the nutritional status, enhance immune function, and unleash the body's innate ability to heal itself. By doing so, we engender the overall health of our clients, improve their quality of life, and in many cases, positively affect disease outcomes. The FDA cannot patent any natural product made by God, so there's very little profit to be made by the pharmaceutical companies, and therefore, in most cases, very little research has been done to document that the natural products really do work. Trial and error over the years has been the proof in the pudding, and we believe we have the pudding, especially in the case of cancer. This is also true for almost any other health problem. The key is to reboot and rebuild your immune system. The only proven method for total recovery. You may not realize that our medical system here in the U.S. is not here to cure you. But unfortunately, for those of us who are really sick, the goal has been to manage our health problems with synthetic prescriptions made to mimic what is found in nature. There are no guarantees in this field of work. What we are seeing and still experiencing is pretty amazing. Because for approximately 19 years, we experienced an 85% recovery rate from almost any disease you can name. Since late 2013, the recovery rate has increased to 97%, even when the client is in hospice. To date, I have dealt with over 30,000 stage 3 and 4 people with cancer. The 12% increase is because we have made some dramatic changes and additions to our regimen. I believe the most important recent addition is a 2-week colon cleanse program with an herbal immune booster product, increasing our regimen from 5 weeks to 7 weeks. Almost all disease, not just cancer, starts in the colon. And this.
Okay, I'm going to break it there.
Okay.
But I thought that was a really good excerpt from a radio interview that you have. That was an introduction
right.
you gave at the beginning of it. And I thought that was
That's
kind
correct.
Of a good break for people who might come into the show later to get kind of an overview
okay.
of what you're doing.
Okay,
you're going into the colon thing. I think that's a good point to pick up. A lot of doctors are now saying that 80% of the immune system comes out of the colon and that all cancer
that's
begins
right.
in the colon.
Correct.
And
exactly.
And my experience is, you know, I used to be a colon therapist, you know, in my first
uh-huh.
or my second holistic health center back in Ohio here about 35 years ago. And everything about the colon I followed over the years, and, of course, I'm looking at all kinds of probiotics and research with probiotics, and the breakthrough probiotic I've seen coming on is these soil-based organisms with peer-reviewed clinical research by doctors all over the world comparing notes and finding out, you know, which of these, you know, like elephants that'll travel 100 miles every year to eat a certain dirt, and they'll analyze that dirt, and they'll find these soil-based organisms, these, you know, these SBOs, and the other researchers, they put these all together, and one product came out called the Prescriptacist soil-based organ, which I understand that you also carry and use in your program.
Right, yeah, that's right. That's right.
So,
and I also added a product that I think is superior to any that I've found that Christopher actually provides from Sweden called SPX. And that is why don't you explain? You can explain.
Oh, the Swedish pollen extract. Yeah, and for those who are listening, I've been working with Dr. Art Franklin over this last year, and amazed with different protocols like the coral calcium, different things that he's using in his regimen, and tuning into it because you know I've worked in this field as a naturopath with 3 holistic health centers. Actually, I have a 4th one online with Ultramedics now, and the Swedish pollen extract. I heard about that back in the 70s and 80s, early 80s, and I went over to Sweden when they came out with a new non-chemical extracted pollen extract, which is really royal jelly. It's nutraceutical grade, you know, standardized quality-controlled royal jelly that they develop by harvesting select pollens that have the ideal micronutrient profile for humans. They grow these different pollens, these different flower pollens, their tree pollen, conifer, pine tree type pollens, they use those, and certain flower pollens, cereal grass pollens. They found which ones, again, have the ideal micronutrient profile for human. This is 50 years of research of pollenology in Sweden where the science came from. And it's the same researchers that developed the RAS test, the allergy RAS test that's used by medical doctors in the United States. And they've gone on to use this royal jelly, this nutraceutical-grade royal jelly, in drip IVs for immunologists and oncologists all over the world. When I went over there, I found about how they were using it to cure cancer, and I had the research papers and the use of the pollen extract all over the world for this. But in America at that time, they have not been allowed to have any natural product, natural food, natural whole food concentrate like this royal jelly. You're not allowed to make any medical claims about it, and only the doctors could use it. And, of course, the doctors had begun to use it. Now they're using it, and now one of the big pharma companies in the United States has actually bought rights for the source material, and they use it in, like I say, in drip IVs for immunotherapy, for building the immune system, and oncologists use it around the world. Not so much yet in the United States, but it's catching on. So there's a diplomatic immunity with it, in a sense, as long as you don't make any medical claims. I mean, let the doctors make the medical claims. They're the ones that are using it for immunotherapy and for cancer now. But you can take it orally. And now Dr. Art, he's been carrying that, and it's part of his regimen. And you take that. You can take it orally. You can take, you know, like a quarter teaspoon 3 times a day. And you can, by
yeah,
doing
it's a
that,
powder. It's
a powder.
Light yellow powder, yeah.
And you can take it under the tongue sublingually. It's got kind of a musky taste to it, and you can get used to it because it's good for you. You can just kind of retrain your brain that it's good, you know. That
right. Well, it's not bad tasting. That's the main thing.
Yeah, it's not bad tasting.
And you haven't said it yet, Christopher, but men, we pair a product with it, primrose oil for women,
and borage
oil for men.
And it synergizes it immensely.
Yeah.
It makes the biological combination of the essential fatty acids from either evening primrose oil for women or borage oil for men, and it really makes it like 2 to 3 times more biologically active as a precursor for the endocrine system. The endocrine system is the hormone system, and it provides the precursors, which means the ingredients that the body will produce the hormones it needs for homeostasis, it's called, the balance of the endocrine system, which balances everything in the body. These hormones, you know, the 7 glandular systems that correspond actually to the 7 energy systems, you know, the 7 chakras, those glandular systems, they regulate all the body processes, and the pollen extract is the richest source of micronutrients at the very source of the food chain, you know, the RNA, DNA, genetic material, at the source of the food chain, and it provides the body what it needs to produce those hormones that the glands will then secrete to regulate and check and balance all the complex systems within the body. And you combine, you know, the Swedish pollen extract with the proscriptus and the coral calcium and the other parts of the regimen that I can see that you have, Dr. Art. I can see where you're getting 99% results.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, in fact, let's talk about that a second, because I said 97, and you just said 99. All right. What's happened since October 13, and since I got on that conference call twice a week, it's like the floodgates have opened with information. It's like I'm standing on the Niagara Falls, and the stuff is coming faster than I can take it in.
All over the world on the Internet.
It's been like meeting you. I mean, you know, I had no idea about SDX or anything like that. You just don't know. Well, what's happened, I've dealt with 324 terminal patients since October 13th. And that's a lot of folks.
2013.
And a number of them were in hospice, so they had weeks to live.
Yeah.
Well, out of the 324, I've only lost 3.
Really?
And those 3 had weeks to live, supposedly, and they all lived more than 6 months. And,
really?
And of course, what happened, as I see it now, I didn't think of it at that time, but as I see it now, because of another experience, and I'll tell you that, is that they went on, at that time, I had a 5-week program. I have added the 2 weeks to it for the colon cleanse now. But back then, I was just the 5-week deal. And it was 9 products at the time. And they basically recovered. I mean, they lived for 5 months, 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, for 5 months, they didn't do anything. And it evidently, it, the way I see it, is just, you know, the cancer came back. You know, it's kind of like, and when I send out a package, I send out a CD and a DVD from Dr. Lorraine Day, who's an MD who was very much into, headed up some cancer research and
really good.
And surgery and everything else. Anyway, she had breast cancer about 10 years ago and elected not to take chemotherapy or radiation and did it naturally. And her system is basically a vegan system, and I'm not sure I'm 100% on that deal because I like beef. But it has made me limit my beef to one night a week now. So anyway, she says in this information that if you get well, and she did it, it took 11 months for her to get well. She was operated on. She had breast cancer, and this tumor came up between her breast on her chest, about 4 inches off of her body. I mean, it was a nasty looking deal. Okay,
wow.
And she had that surgically removed. But she did this diet thing of eating the right foods and so on, and it took her about 10 or 11 months to totally be cancer-free. Well, I think that's good information, except what happens when you don't have 10 or 11 months left?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's too late. So what I see today is, and what seems to be working now, is that every time I send out a package, I put her tape, CD, and DVD in there, which I bought. In fact, I sent 300 of them out for Christmas to all the people I was dealing with, because I think her information is important. I said, if you get well on my product, and this was in 5 weeks, because if you go in after 5 weeks and get a CT PET scan, you should be cancer-free. I mean, I can't guarantee that, but that's what's happening mostly.
Yeah.
And that's at 97%. So, since October 13, as I said, I've dealt with 324 terminal people. Three of them died. And they were all hospice, but they lived more than 6 months. Well, they did the 5 weeks and then did nothing.
And then did nothing.
Did nothing.
You know, some people, when they get in that hospice situation, now some people get into, you know, checkout mode. They actually have expectations.
Yeah, they're not from that. Yeah.
And of course you got to have that if you want to stay alive.
If you're going to live, you're not going to live.
Yeah. That's right.
If you look at the 324 and then three people, that's 1% that I lost.
So that's like a 97% result.
And now I'm going to tell you a story that has. I believe from what I'm seeing now because of a story. There's a fellow up in Fredericksburg, Virginia, which is 150 miles north of me, who had lung cancer. This has been about 6 months ago, lung cancer. He couldn't speak, couldn't eat. They sent him home to die. They had chemo and radiated him, and, you know, that's all. Nothing else we can do. So they sent him home. His daughter finds out about me, who's about 55 years old, the guy is 70, and calls me and says, can you help my dad? And she explained, and I said, well, you know, I don't know. All I can tell you is that this is the best shot I've seen in the last 21 years. You know?
Yeah.
What I'm seeing happening now is the best deal I've seen. I can't guarantee you, but anyway. And my package, the package that she bought was $879.
Yeah.
And I think that was a 9-product deal, and it was at that point it was that the 5-week program.
Yeah,
he went on it. 6 weeks, he goes back in the hospital. He's talking, he's eating, and they check him out, and they say, we can't find any cancer. And so his oncologist said, this is highly unusual. Well, I guess so, because they sent him home to die.
Yeah.
So he said, we want to biopsy your throat, but we can't just go in there and biopsy it. We got to operate to get to where the tumor was. And he said, well, I really don't want to do it. And his wife says, you better do what the doctor tells you to do.
Oh, geez.
So his daughter calls me and tells me, I said, look, just tell your mom to go on down to the cemetery and buy him a plot because they're going to kill him.
Yeah.
So his wife talks him into it. And he gets the operation. I call about 3 days later, 4 days maybe, I guess it was. He was operated, I think, on a Thursday, and I called on a Monday. So I said, is your dad still alive? Yep, he went hunting Saturday. I said, what? Yeah, he went hunting all day out in the woods. He feels pretty good. He was on your products. And she said, you know, I think... Then I'm going to go ahead and buy another round. I said, and her name was Melissa. I said, Melissa, I don't think you have to. I mean, they're not finding anything. She said, but for $900, why would I take the chance? And I said, well, I guess that makes sense to me. So anyway, I send it to her, and she gives it to her dad. And about a week later, he starts to cough up a little blood. Well, they get worried, obviously. Didn't happen to call me to find out anything. Of course, I didn't have any answers, actually. But they took him down to Richmond, Virginia, which is 50 miles south from Fredericksburg, to Medical College of Virginia, MCV, big, 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 big place.
Yeah.
And a different oncologist checked him all out and says, we can't find anything wrong with you. I mean, we don't know why you're coughing up blood, but it wasn't much. You know, it was just a little bit.
Yeah.
But you got to realize he's operated on, you know. So who knows, maybe he broke a stitch loose or something. I don't know. Yeah. But so the doctor tells him, says, well, because of your history, I think we better give you chemo and radiation again.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah. So his daughter calls me and tells me, and I said, man, just tell your mother to get on down to the cemetery and just do her thing, because it's no way he's going to survive this deal, you know, in my opinion. I mean,
did he do it?
Yeah, he did it. His wife talked him into it again.
Oh, no.
She had to do it, doctor. Talked him into it. Now he's on my second round of products at this point, okay?
Even after taking the chemo and radiation, and he's on the second round of products?
Well, yeah. Well, he started it before he started. He started the second round before he started the chemo and radiation.
Okay.
So while he was on the chemo and radiation, he was taking my products.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we know from history that if, in fact, you are on chemo and or radiation, number one, you don't get sick, you don't lose your hair.
If you're taking the products.
If
you're taking the products.
If you're taking the products that we have,
yeah,
you don't get sick and you don't lose your hair. In fact, you feel pretty good. So that ought to tell you that something right is happening, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, fortunately, this wasn't a prolonged thing. It was like a few weeks of doing this, a few rounds, maybe three or four rounds of each. So I after about 3 weeks, and I knew that he went into that, I called her up and said, your daddy's still alive? Yep. Been hunting every Saturday, doing everything. Doing everything, eating okay, doing everything. He's on your products. She said, I think that, and the chemo and radiation's not bothering him at all. And this is the last week of it.
Yeah.
I said, well, thank goodness for that. And she said, I think your products are keeping him alive. I said, well, I can't be sure of that. But as I told you in the beginning, it's the best shot I've seen, you know?
Yeah.
So that incident made me think, had I thought to suggest, because for 20 years, I've never sold two packages, you know? I mean, it never came about.
One package usually, she wanted to buy it.
Yeah. So now what's happening with people on hospice, I'm very strongly suggesting, look, after you go, and of course now we're doing a 7-week thing because of the colon cleanse, but
yeah.
I'm telling them, look, in my opinion, when you get through with the first go-round, you need to do it again.
Yeah, if they're in hospital.
Especially if you're supposed to be checking out.
Yeah.
And I said, because your body, it's obvious from what I've seen happen here since the start of 2014, is that the people that are now going the second round seem to be recovering okay. You know, I mean, I still don't know guarantees, obviously. I mean, there's no doctor who will guarantee you that you're going to live from anything, for that matter.
Well, yeah. Art, you know, we're going to have to do a wrap here shortly. I wanted to make sure that people did want to get in touch with you, that they have your phone number and your email address.
Sure.
And
I do not have a website and really don't want one because they check that stuff out, and I just don't need the aggravation. I had the FDA visit me 4 times when I owned my company, and those boys wear pistols on the hip, you know. it's not a fun deal, you know.
Yeah.
And fortunately, they never got me for anything because I just basically said, tell me what to do, and I'll do it, you know. I mean, I'm not trying to do anything wrong. I'm trying to do it right. And so they basically didn't mess with me, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But because they could have if they wanted to.
Well,
so anyway,
it's smart with a website, you know, not to have one up if you're going to have, you know, the full spectrum, you know.
Right, yeah.
Category,
right. Well, anyway,
that you have.
Here's my email address.
Okay.
I'm going to say it first and then spell it. It's Dr. Art Franklin, ND, like Nancy David, means naturopathic doctor, @gmail.com. So it's D-R-A-R-T, Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N, two letters, N like Nancy, D like David, at gmail.com.
And that's all, no, there's no spaces in that, that's just all
no spaces,
word.
No dots, except for the .com.
gmail.com.
Okay. No dot behind the doctor. All right.
And your phone number is?
Yeah, my phone number, I'm East Coast time. I'm in Hampton, Virginia, which is down near Williamsburg, Norfolk, Virginia Beach area. And so it's 757-773-4871. I'll say it one more time. 757-773-4871.
Now you have an eight page introductory letter that you sent out to people.
Nine pages as of this morning.
Nine pages, and you send that out to people with information about your products,
yeah,
and your program.
And usually about 12 attachments. I have about 50 attachments, but I send it's just so much information to send the first time. It's just overwhelming. So I send 12 attachments. So between the nine-page letter and the 12 attachments, which will take you a little time to look at, you should have enough information to make a good judgment call rational, a rational good judgment call on what you're going to do with your life. Because, in my opinion, from what I've seen, your body will heal itself if you give it the right tool.
I believe that.
Yeah.
And you can get those attachments, an email attachments, through your email address. You can actually send those attachments.
Right, yeah. I'll send, when they contact me, I hit them back with the nine-page letter. And the reason it became nine pages this morning, I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning and something made me go to the computer. And a doctor friend of mine had sent me a video on alkalinity. And I found it really interesting. And what they were saying, and we started talking about this back in the first part of the call, but this on the video, the doctor on the video was a MD for 12 years and gave his license up to become an MD. Okay? He said, I can't do what the medical profession is doing. In good conscience, I can't do it. So, and this guy was good. I mean, he was, what he had to say, I really, I was with him. In fact, I learned a few things. And, but he was saying alkalinity, like the king and water machine that we were discussing, is not the answer.
Right. It's the minerals.
And basically, he's right, because you go back to the colonel who was a king and water distributor for 7 years. Drank nothing but Kangen water, didn't drink coffee, milk, tea, nothing else, just Kangen water. His pH was alkaline, and yet the boy had a metastatic melanoma. I mean, how does this happen?
This story we talked about before, and we can't go into it right now, Art. We're going to have to wrap it up. We've only got about 30 seconds left. I wanted to thank you so much for being on the show today. I think you've got priceless information. And thanks, everyone, for listening. If you wanted more information from myself and or Art, you can contact us personally. And I want to thank, again, everyone for listening. So just keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Thanks, Art.
Thanks, everyone. 30 seconds.